hard to believe there's only 4 weeks to go of the regular season, and we've still got this top eight up for debate, positions 7 and 8 in particular, and David Middleton, the guru, that's what he likes to be called. We all know that, the guru.
Love it.
In
love
the house. It. He demands it, Loz.
Demands it.
Just call me
won't
guru.
Come on. Won't come on unless you call him guru.
Mr. Guru. Hey, before we get into the games, mate, Loz and I had a debate earlier on this morning. There's talk of this trade window coming in. I don't want to be cynical, but I believe it won't solve anything regarding speculation of players going to different clubs and leaving particular clubs. Loz disagrees. He thinks it could be a good thing. Do you have an opinion on the trade?
I don't have a strong opinion about it, but look, I just tend to think that there's still going to be all of this speculation happening beyond the trade window, and there will still be negotiations between managers. And,
surely not.
It'll still go on. I mean, all the smoke and mirrors. I mean, this might be a good event or whatever, but I'm sure there'll still be plenty happening in the background, 365 days of the year.
Yeah, but it still gives you an opportunity at the last moment to come in because you know when the deadline is. Mm. You know where the deadline is and you know where the wheeling and dealing gets done in those final couple of days.
Sure.
And I think it'd be great for our game to have that period over 2 or 3 weeks where everyone sits down and they're all discussing who's going where, rather than what happens now when people sign 18 months out from their contract finishing. I just don't like it. I don't think it's a good look. And I think the fans
the
don't like it.
It won't end the speculation.
No, exactly right. I understand that.
Hey, look, if they could promise me an event...
But it still keeps your hopes up that you might be able to sign.
You might end up with a result. Yeah.
If they could promise me an event as spectacular as the NFL draft, which I actually watched with the announcement of all the number one seeds down, I thought it was absolutely spectacular. But apart from that, we've got important matches of footy in start, including tonight, mate. Manly. Oh, geez, they'll be looking to bounce back, mate. $1.30. The Tigers, they're shot ducks, aren't they? $3.60.
You would think so, yeah. There's been so much jockeying for positions 7 through 10 over the last couple of weeks. Teams have been going up and down, but it's really hard to see how the Tigers can bounce back after losing Moses Mbai and Robbie Farah. And, you know, Moses was really... he led the aggressive intent in their defence a couple of weeks ago against the Cowboys, and to lose him so early last week was a real... blow to them, and now losing Farah as well. At least them with a front row that's played 60 NRL games between them. And I don't think they can go to Brookvale and beat the Sea Eagles, despite Manly playing poorly last week.
Dead cat bounce.
Geez, they were ordinary last week, Manly, I thought.
That was hard to understand, that one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors, though.
Where does that come from, though?
Well, that's probably... that sums up the Warriors.
It does.
They've been poor. We'd written it. Said they couldn't play, and all of a sudden they produced one of their better games of the season. But anyway, we'll see how they go this weekend. Gold Coast, a disappointing season. $3.40 outsiders. Parramatta, $1.33. You're that confident, $1.33 with Parramatta?
The only thing in the Titans' favour is that their best record against any club is against Parramatta. They've got a 61% winning record over history against the Eels, but I can't see how that will help them. They've conceded... over 40 points a game since the change of coach. Despite the fact they scored 4 or 5 tries against the Dragons last week, they weren't even in the game.
Is it a myth or is it a stat, Mido, that it's not as good as what you think it is, the change of coach?
It's not. Normally there is a response. You know, there is a win, you know, in 1 or 2 weeks after you change coach. Right. It doesn't happen the first week. More often happens the second week. But there's been it's been a flat line at the Titans.
Yeah, geez, he would have been horrified watching in the north of England, Justin Holbrook. Now, the Brisbane Broncos, $1.68. This is a double banger, we call it. Really, 4 competition points in a way up for grabs here. Brisbane, $1.68, you know, up against the Panthers, $2.20. Cleary was terrific without Maloney. Maloney's probably great without Cleary, but together, they're a better team, Penrith.
I think they are. Yeah, it's an interesting...
You know what I mean?
Quandary,
like,
isn't
Cleary
it? Yeah.
plays better without Jimmy, I reckon. Jimmy plays maybe better without Nathan, but together, they're a better team.
Yeah, but do they play better?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
It's a hard one, isn't it? Yeah. Look, those young Penrith players really exceeded themselves, and you couldn't imagine them doing 2 weeks in a row, but it's good to have the experience of Maloney back this week. They gave away an average of 5 years per player in age last week and 1,400 first-grade games in experience.
Wow.
So that was an extraordinary win. It doesn't say a lot for Cronulla losing that game. But this one, I guess the perception about the Broncos now is if you can weather the onslaught from their forwards, then you'll beat them because they don't have a lot beyond that. Their halves have been really disappointing. They haven't had a lot of play coming off the forwards. So if the Panthers can meet them in the middle, I think they can win. And I just think the confidence they got out of last week will stand them in good stead.
So you're tipping the upset there, 220
the Panthers. Yep.
Yeah, Newcastle, can they keep their hopes alive of finishing in the finals? Well, here you go, $1.48 favourites. They've lost six in a row, haven't they?
They have.
The Cowboys are $2.65 outsiders.
Oh, they've been just about as disappointing. But I think the Knights can bounce back finally and get a win because they're at home. But I don't think there are any chance of playing finals football.
That's a good price, the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys haven't... You know, they beat the Roosters a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that's their one win from their last seven games.
Aye.
It was against the Roosters.
Right. I know some idiot thought the Cowboys could win the grand final. That was me. I can't believe how bad they're gone. I honestly can't.
Actually, I'm going to put you on the spot here. The most disappointing team this season.
Yeah, well, they're up there.
They're up.
Dragons?
There's been a couple.
No, Dragons have had some excuses, mate. Their best.
Well, they lost Widdop for a long period of the season. They've had the DeBellin thing to deal with.
But in terms of, you know, your list of players at the start of the year.
The Broncos. Broncos.
There you go.
It's a big pool.
Actually, there's been a few. Like Cronulla. I mean, for the talent in that side.
They're not dead yet, though.
They're not dead yet.
No, that's the problem.
I can't see them winning the comp.
No, exactly right. You're right there. It's a good debate to have, though. This is a big one, isn't it? Melbourne up against Canberra. Melbourne, $1.40. I see some value here, Canberra.
You're a brave man to tip Canberra. Considering the Melbourne Storm's record at home, last up losers to Manly, they haven't lost...
I keep tugging their tail.
They haven't lost back-to-back games at home.
You do. What about me?
I keep tugging their tail.
They haven't lost back-to-back games at home since 2015, Melbourne. I just think it's a very poor percentage play to tip against them.
It's a quick way to the poorhouse, I think I described it.
You know what? I'm going to take the Raiders with the line, 6.5.
They haven't beaten a top five team all season, the Raiders.
I don't want to know that, Mitter.
They haven't been far away, though, Mitter.
But, you know, like last weekend, the Roosters were missing some key personnel.
I don't want to know that
Raiders
either.
Had more possession. They were playing at home. They had everything to play for. They still couldn't get the result.
He's potting your blokes.
I know. I don't like that, Mitter. I don't like that.
Good on you, Mitter.
Facts. Well, I'm going to pot
Facts,
your
guys.
Team.
Facts.
South Sydney.
South's not my team. South is not my team.
It's your brother's team, isn't it?
It's my brother's
team. See, they're unders too.
Yeah, $1.32 favourite South. The Dogs have played some really good football. $3.40 outside.
Dogs prove if you're not on your game, then you're in real danger. You know, you've got to be, if you're 5 or 10% off your game, the Dogs will win because they'll hang in for 80 minutes. And they've really impressed, haven't they? Mm. You know, if the second half of the season, in fact, they've won 4 of their last 6 games.
Even the second half against the Roosters, you know, at half time, you had a feeling that could have been 50 points. And in the end, you know, it was a narrow win to the Roosters against the
Bulldogs. It's just typical Dean Pay, isn't it? That's the team's taken on his personality, never say die, real dogged performers. And if Souths are not on their game, the Dogs can win it. So, you know, at the line, you'd entertain the Dogs in that one.
Roosters, Warriors, Roosters just win.
Roosters just win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just win. The Warriors are paying $5. But
big chance Cordner will play.
Yeah, he's been named on that extended bench, hasn't he? What about this, the local derby? I actually give the Dragons some hope in this game against Cronulla, and they're paying $3.20 as an outsider. Sharks favourites, $1.35.
And it's at Cronulla. You're going on the disappointment of the Sharks. I mean, they really have. I can't understand how they couldn't beat Penrith last week with the team the Panthers had. I know it was a lot of enthusiasm and it was a great achievement by the Panthers, but how Cronulla couldn't win that game is beyond me. I'll tip them to win, but they're on. You know, there's not too many chances left for the Sharks.
When you mentioned that,
he's
you look
potting
through
a few clubs. Isn't
I know.
He, today?
I like it. I like
we
it.
We like that.
Well, he did mention the Sharks.
That's normally our job.
Well, we forgot about the Sharks, but you look at it. Moylan, Dugan, Morris, Johnson, Townsend, Woods, Pryor, Graham.
Wade Graham. Gale. Wade Graham hasn't played a lot of footy this year. Like, no. I rate him as one of the best players in the competition.
But
he's only played a handful of games. So I think
but you still wouldn't want to play them in the first week of the finals, the Sharks.
Depends where.
Thanks, Bitter.
Thank you, guys. I'll speak to you next week.